Acting with an Accent, Stage Dialect Instruction by David Alan Stern, the Chicago dialect. This is also very similar to the patterns heard around Detroit and Buffalo, New York. Most of the time in this series or in my dialect teaching, when I'm teaching an American accent other than the standard one, one of the things we've got going for us is that there's a clear, distinct difference that almost anybody can hear between the way that the actor talks naturally and the way that they're going to talk with a Boston accent or a New York accent or Deep South or Texas or something like that. But when you're dealing with Chicago dialect, you're not dealing with something that the average person in the street is going to recognize as that different from the standard American. It's true that there can be real heavy Chicago sound, and sometimes that'll be really recognizable. Most of the time, it's a style. It's a distinctive style with distinctive characteristics. But again, not everyone is going to notice that this is something very distinctive to one particular city, like is the case with so many other things. In any event, we're going to proceed with the same basic approach that we use for all the other dialects. And we'll start with lesson one, creating the resonance of Chicago dialect. Before we actually examine the specific pronunciation changes, the vowel and consonant substitutions between Chicago speech and standard non-regional American speech, we've got to look first at the difference between the resonances. In my approach to stage dialect instruction, we have to look first at changes that take place in the overall quality of the voice, the way that the muscles work, the spot in or around the oral cavity where you sense most of the energy focusing, the point of resonance or maximum point of vibration. Now, in the standard American dialect, which I just switched to, for most articulate speakers of standard non-regional American speech, this imaginary point of focus or this point of maximum vibration for the energy takes place somewhere in the vicinity of the middle of the mouth, a spot about halfway between the tongue and the palate, a spot where if you were to put one finger from each hand into the hollows of your cheeks, the point where the fingers would meet if the cheeks were flexible enough to let them meet. When you switch from this dialect pattern, however, to the Chicago pattern, you can hear that change in the overall quality of the voice, and the point of vibration moves back and up to a spot on the soft palate, near the back of the mouth, near the wall of the throat, up by the uvula, that little flap that hangs down the back. Chicago resonance is sometimes referred to as whiny. It's not really nasal. The sound isn't coming through the nose like this. It's even has less of a sense of nasality than even the Mountain South or the Boston sounds. It doesn't quite get near the nasal passage quite the same way, but it still winds up there on the palate. We're going to look at several exercises for creating this very particular kind of winey phenomenon. First, I want you to just sort of, in listening to the sound of my voice here, and listening to the sound of my voice here, see if you can get a visual image of where, in the back of the mouth there, where the sound focuses. Middle of the mouth, back of the mouth, center of the mouth, high up on the palate. I'm going to have you count 1, 2, 3, first with your standard normal dialect and normal dialect resonance. I then want you to let that visual image move up and back and try to get this whiny sound. So I'll go 1, 2, 3, visualizing and feeling the vibration in the middle of the mouth. Go ahead, do it. 1, 2, 3. Now let that sound float back and up. 1, 2, 3. Remember, it's not 2, 3, it's not nasal coming out. 1, 2, 3. Floating back down to the middle of the mouth. 4, 5, 6. Floating up back there. Back up to the palate. Right near the back of the throat. 4, 5, 6. Don't worry about specific changes in pronunciation that might be taking place. Just worry about the vibration. 4, 5, 6. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. Say it and feel it in the middle. And floating up there. 7, 8, 9. Let's count all the way 1 to 10 in normal speech. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You count. Feel it in the middle. Feel that sound vibrating right in the middle of the mouth. And now let it come up onto the palate and whine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. As you do that exercise, you're doing two things. You're visualizing and trying to sense tissue vibration moving from that midpoint where you feel it on the sides of the cheeks, and then letting it go up to the back near the opening of the throat. You might even think in terms of, I'm not whining now, I am whining now. I'm not whining, I am whining. A certain kind of whine. It's not open nose whine where the sound actually comes out through the nose. I just sort of put my fingers on the end of my nose so you can hear how the sound is getting trapped there now. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. But with the Chicago 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, I still had my fingers closing the nostrils, and you could hear that it wasn't, the airflow wasn't going into the nose, so it's not really a nasality. Next lesson, I want you, as we do this alternation, to pull back the corners of your mouth slightly, almost as if you're getting into a smile, a tight smile. So you start with your face in normal relaxed position, 1, 2, 3. And then as you visualize and do the same sort of thing we were doing before, you visualize and you feel the vibration moving, you also get a tight little smile. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let the pulling back of the corners of the mouth help that sound to focus on that new spot up on the palate near the back, near the uvula. 1, 2, 3. Do all of this together now. Feel it, visualize it, sense it. 1, 2, 3, move. 1, 2, 3, pulling the corners of the mouth back a little bit. You don't have to do it a lot. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, another exercise. And as we add each exercise, I want you to think in terms of not just doing the newest one, but integrating the newest one into all the others that have gone before. In this one, in addition to feeling the corners of your mouth going back, I want you also to think in terms of the whole mouth opening getting smaller. As the corners come back, the whole mouth sort of gets shorter from front to back. So there's not as much space there. Also, as that sense of the mouth getting smaller, the tongue comes up in the back a little higher. And as the tongue comes up in the back, the sound stream shoots up because the tongue's in the way. So 1, 2, 3, normal speech, the tongue is down. Now the corners go back, the tongue comes up, and the whine starts. Let's try it with one line. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. Now, I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. I think, mouth open, tongue down, feeling in the middle, and pull the tongue up, the corners of the mouth back, feel and sense up there, get the whine. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. One of the things you're going to have to do with this basic resonance, this basic Chicago whine, is to learn to do it in different degrees. Now, as I'm talking now, you don't hear an awful lot of it, but that quality is still there. As I'm talking now, there's a lot more, and it's more intense and it's whinier. And this is also going to affect the different levels. So let's have you do it a real heavy whine and then pulling back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Really feel it intensely. Intensify everything. The sense of that vibration up there. Now pull out of it as you count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now you can hear I still have that basic resonance. I stop it now, you can hear the difference. I have it now, you can hear the difference, but it's not that real intense one. Now it's really intense. Now it's not quite so intense. Now it's not there anymore at all. It all has to do with the muscularity, with the way that the cheeks, the corners of the mouth, the tongue, all direct the muscularity toward that new point of focus. I think it might be wise for you to go back and spend a bit more time dealing with this whole concept. Go over this lesson several times before going on to the further specific work with pronunciation. This is the end of lesson 1.